You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Nancy White. She is with the Board of Directors for Love Tuolumne County. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for allowing me to come today.
Absolutely. Tell us all about what is Love Tuolumne County.
Well, Love Our Cities actually started in 2009 down in Modesto as Love Modesto. And they were so successful in matching up people who wanted to help their community with the needs in the community that they started branching out. And so today they have 90 city partners, and Love Tuolumne County is one of those 90 city partners. We've been doing this for 3 years now, and our goal is the same, to try to match people who have the heart for Tuolumne County with the needs that we have in the county.
It's a nonprofit 501c3?
It is entirely nonprofit, yes.
You have some very powerful sponsors behind you too, including Adventist Health Sonora.
Correct. They've been one of our biggest supporters all along. They're an event sponsor along with Front Porch and the Sonora Area Foundation. And then we also have a number of gold, silver, and bronze sponsors.
This weekend is the second annual countywide volunteer weekend. It takes place both Saturday and Sunday. There's going to be a kickoff event Saturday morning over at the hospital. But first, tell us all about this weekend.
Well, we have about 30 projects already up on the website. Many of those are already full, but we have lots of opportunities for more involvement. Most of our projects will be on Saturday. They usually run about 9 o'clock to noon, and they're all over the county as far away as Groveland.
What kind of projects are we talking about?
Oh, there's something for everyone. We have, we're putting in a public disc golf course up off of Tuolumne Road. We have gardening projects at Interfaith and a number of other areas around the county. We have some projects that require a lot more muscle, manpower, woman power to do digging and weed whacking. We have some painting projects. We even have a project where people can paint rocks so that we can say Tuoco rocks. We'll hide those around the county, let people find them, and then post them on our website.
Tell me about one of the projects that excites you the most.
Well, I like the rock painting, but we've already talked about that. We're doing a trail work day up at Dragoon Gulch. Is going to be really nice. I think the bike trails off Ferretti in Groveland are going to be fun because that's going to be a destination to go mountain biking. We're doing a lot of school work at Summerfield Parent Nursery, the Somerville Baseball Shelter, Gold Rush Charter School, to make things better for our kids, to make things better for the kids when they just come to school or they play sports, and the visitors that come to watch those games see some nice ball fields.
And there are 30 different projects this weekend?
Yeah, just almost 30 right now.
Okay, now the response last year was tremendous.
It was. We had 20 projects. We had over 300 people come out, and 95% of the people that came out said that they would want to do it again. So they're coming back this year and doing more projects. We don't do projects only on this weekend. We do projects all year long, but this is the weekend where we do the bulk of our projects in mass. But we want people to make connections with these organizations and volunteer with them all year long if they enjoy doing it. So you'll see projects on our website throughout the year.
So all the projects are detailed on the website now?
They are. You can click on the project and find out exactly what you'd be doing at that site.
What is the website?
LoveTuolumneCounty.org.
Easy. LoveTuolumneCounty.org. There's going to be a kickoff event this Saturday morning at the Adventist Health Sonora Health Pavilion starting at 7:30 in the morning. What can we expect there?
Well, we encourage all of our volunteers to come to the rally beforehand, meet some of the other people that will be volunteering. They'll get a free pancake and sausage breakfast. We'll have coffee and juice for them. There'll be some other freebies. They'll get granola bars and waters and fruit. And of course, their Love Tuolumne County t-shirt that they can wear all year long.
Does a person have to be at that rally in order to volunteer at one of the projects?
Absolutely not. We know a lot of people can't get to the rally and then back to their project. So come on out and come to the rally if you can. If you can't, just go straight to your project. We're going to be driving around to all the projects with t-shirts and try to get t-shirts to people who have not been able to attend the rally.
Nancy, is there anything else you would like to add before we wrap up?
just that, you know, when you go out and you volunteer, you say you want to do something for the community, but when you actually go out and volunteer and you make a difference in a particular area, every time you drive by that area for the rest of the year, you're going to feel good about what you did. So I encourage you, come out, show your love for Tuolumne County, and feel good.
Love Tuolumne County is active in Tuolumne County, and this weekend it is the second annual countywide volunteer weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, and details can be found on lovetuolumnecounty.org. We've been speaking with Nancy White. She's with the board of directors with Love Tuolumne County. Nancy, always nice to see you.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.